All right, today we're talking about rejoice always. To be thankful in every circumstance that we can find ourselves with. Scripture, this is Paul writing a letter to the Thessalonians, and he says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. He kind of gives us a model here. He says, rejoice always, look, be thankful. And I know this is a message we hear a lot, but I don't know about you, but I could hear it more. Because there's a lot of times I'm waking up and I'm not waking up thankful, or throughout the day, I'm not as thankful as I need to be. Look, here's the principal truth that you can lay your life on. I don't have to be thankful for all things, but it's possible to be thankful and have an attitude of gratitude in all things. I mean, I don't have to love all circumstances, but I can be thankful in these circumstances. Why? Because these things aren't meant to hurt me, they're meant to serve me. Many times, my growth and the growth spurts that I've had in life have come because of some of these difficult circumstances. So I have a choice, you have a choice. What's your choice gonna be when things don't go right? And I want to encourage you, this is powerful, because you and I, we all know certain people that just have a disposition to be thankful, be upbeat, to be gracious, to be giving. All of these attributes are a person that has a principled life in this particular area. Now, I know some of you are achievers, high achievers. You are building stuff. You know how to conquer things. You know how to make things happen. The downside to that is sometimes you become a bulldozer. And then when things don't work out, well, it's good that you have the ability as a leader to check these things and pivot and move. The downside to this is that you can get really overwhelmed and worked up when things don't go right or when people don't go right. And again, living like a bulldozer is not God's plan for our life. Are there times where we gotta move things and people? Yes, but that is not the daily operation. That's not how we should just operate. I want you to operate with a thankful heart. Why? Because there are things in your life right now, there are things that you have right now that you prayed for and God allowed it to happen. There's a life that you're living right now that doors have opened for you, doors are opening for you, that you know, you and I both know, if you didn't meet that person and you didn't have that meeting and you didn't have this thing or that thing happen, you wouldn't even have ever had that win, and that would have never ever worked out for you. You are living right now some of the prayers that you prayed. So I want you to think about and put this in perspective. And I want you to take this exercise. I want you to write down 10 things that you are just incredibly grateful for in your life. 10 things right now, and put it in your notes, put it in your phone, put it somewhere, put it on your mirror so that you can see these things, because it is so easy to forget not just what we've accomplished and how far we've come and where we used to be. I mean, guys, I grew up in a house. I think about this. I grew up in a house where, you know, we didn't have central air. I shared a room with my brother. Now, we weren't in poverty, but we certainly weren't like living like we are in Scottsdale, where I live on a golf course. You know, we had basic things in life. We didn't go out to eat a lot. We had a car, but we had to work really hard. We learned at a young age, we worked hard. We learned that, you know, my dad was like, if you want shoes, you want sneakers, you want Jordans, here, I give you this much money. That's it. Whatever else you want, you have to go earn it. There are things in life and struggles that you and I have been through, and God has really blessed us. And it's easy to forget where we've come from, but also, it's also easy to forget that God's still at work. You gotta remind yourself. Now, you're not always gonna have a preacher, not always gonna have somebody like me with a cool little video message that I hope is encouraging you on this journey to 40, but you gotta learn to do this for yourself. So write this list down, 10 things, and rehearse it in your mind, rehearse it, and just let that be your habit throughout the day. And even when things happen, just say, I'm grateful for this, I am grateful for that. These things are gonna change in my life because God is for me and not against me. He's got a plan for my life, and I have refused to live below what God has intended me to live and accomplish in this world. I'm so glad you stopped by today. We'll see you tomorrow.